Blog Talk Radio.
You are now tuning in to Wellness and Faith with Sherry Weary, where we question, explore, love, support, encourage, and make spiritual wellness a priority. So get ready to exercise your faith.
Everyone, welcome to Wellness and Faith with Sherry Weary. I am your host, and I'm excited that you have decided to join me tonight as we make spiritual wellness a priority. So on tonight, we're going to discuss our hashtag moment for the month, and the hashtag for the month of April is I Am. We'll continue our series with discussing the miracles of Jesus that are found in the New Testament during our segment titled To Believe or Not to Believe. We'll continue with my weekly confession during our segment titled Let's Be Real. And this week, I'll actually be confessing and talking about the times where I felt weak. We'll go into our main discussion of finding your identity in God. And then we'll end the show with a dose of spiritual wellness and final greetings. Remember that you can interact with me before, during, and after the show on social media with the hashtags I Am, Let's Be Real, Wellness and Faith, or anything else that really resonates with you on this evening. Just be sure to tag me at Weary Console, and you can do that on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. You are also welcome to call into the show with any questions or comments by dialing 347-850-1154. Again, that's 340-850-1154. If you need that number again, you can go and look at the slideshow on the show website at blogtalkradio.com/RSWellness. So let's go ahead and jump right into our hashtag moment. So the hashtag moment is a point in the show where I discuss a topic that's related to my monthly blog, and we post on social media with that particular hashtag. I'm a guest contributor for the RS Counseling and Wellness Center blog, which can be found at radiantsunshine.org. My latest blog, titled I Am, has been published a few weeks ago, so I encourage you to go ahead and check that out. So once again, the hashtag for the month of April is I Am, so feel free to post on social media with that particular hashtag. So our discussion for tonight is that in order to be well spiritually, you must know who you are, and you must be able to say to yourself that I am strong. So let's talk about the different things that actually occur to make you weak. Now, of course, we could go on and on forever about all the different circumstances and issues that we face in our life on a daily basis that will make us weak. And this is, can vary from relationships with families and friends or spouses and loved ones to different situations that are going on at work to even messages that you see in the media that may actually affect your self-esteem or your self-confidence. So there's so many things that can cause you to feel weak. And then there's issues that you have that you deal with from the own inner voices within yourself that makes you doubt your ability, that makes you doubt that you can actually accomplish the different goals or visions or tasks that are before you. And when you look at even where this mentality of weakness comes from, you can usually pinpoint it to a specific event that happened in your life, whether as a young child or as a teenager or a young adult or even as an older adult, where there's a situation that you encountered that just completely destroyed your confidence. And for some of you, those incidents may have been birthed out of a very traumatic experience where someone either was abusing you or taking advantage of you, either emotionally, mentally, physically, or in other ways as well. And so there's always a starting point from weak. Because even when you look at children, when they're first born and they, you know, begin to develop and then they mature and then months later when they start to be able to become mobile on their own, there is just no fear at all And most babies, you know, you will see them as soon as they're able to crawl, they want to go and they want to try to climb up on the tables. Even if there's sharp objects on a table, they want to go near the outlets in the walls, you know, not knowing that if they stick their fingers in there, they can be electrocuted. They want to go near the steps and not knowing that they can actually roll down the steps and really harm themselves. And so when you look at just how children, even older children as well, toddlers and young children, there's really not a lot of fear because they're not aware of all the things that we as adults know that come with different situations. They're not aware of all the dangers and the possibilities that can happen that can really harm them. But as we go through our life as adults, we get socialized and we begin to actually internalize fear and also feelings of weakness in our lives. So what is the danger of giving in to those thoughts or that mentality of weakness? Well, it's actually going to be a huge hindrance and a barrier to you really moving forward and becoming all that you are created to be. When you give in to those moments of weakness where, let's say, you're battling self-esteem and you're not really confident in how you appear physically, and so every time you look in the mirror, you see someone who is not beautiful, who is not handsome, who's too skinny, who's too big, who's too tall, who's too short, or whatever it is, the different issues that you may have with your physical appearance. So now when you go out and you're in public, that self-doubt and your insecurities about your physical appearance is going to shine through. So you're not going to be as confident. You're not going to be as willing to go out and try new things and to take risks and to be adventurous, whether that's in career or social sessions or even just other situations that you may be in. And even when you extend that beyond, let's say, even having a mentality of weakness where, let's say, you've had a very difficult life and you feel that you allow people to take advantage of you, and let's say you feel that you don't always speak up for yourself when you should have. So now you see yourself as a weak person who doesn't really have the strength to be assertive and to stand up for yourself. So now that you believe you're a weak person, you're going to continue to be that weak person that allows individuals to take control over you or to not stand up for yourself when you need to do that. And the way that you want to counter those moments of weaknesses, even let's say if you're dealing with a spiritual weakness as well, you know, let's say you see other individuals within your faith community and you see them really walking in their purpose, their divine purpose, and they just seem to spiritually be so strong. And you look at them and you may be jealous or even envious of the spiritual strength that they seem to give off. But at the end of the day, all of us have source to that same strength that can enable us to move past any type of weaknesses in our lives. Now, of course, there's going to be a process and there's going to be some work involved, but you do not have to permanently be defined or even confined by that weakness. And so one of the things that will help is by knowing who is the source of your strength. When you look at Philippians, chapter 4, verse 13, it says that I can do all things through Christ that gives us strength. And when even when you look at the verses previous to that, you see that Paul is talking about the different situations he has been in and how he has learned to be thankful even in moments of lack and moments of plenty and moments of, you know, when things were not going well and when things were going well, when he had the status and when he didn't have the status. And then he ends that portion of discussing what he has gone through his life with then saying, so I can do all things through Christ that gives us strength. And so when you look over your own life and you've seen the times where there have been moments where you have demonstrated awesome emotional, mental, spiritual, even physical strength, and then when you look back, you can also remember the times where you have maybe demonstrated emotional, mental, physical, even spiritual weakness, and then sometimes you'll focus more on a weakness than on a strength. The way that you combat overcoming that weakness and not being consistently defined by that weakness is by tapping into the source of your strength, which is found in Jesus, because he enables you to be able to conquer, to overcome any and everything that comes in your life. There is no issue. There is no problem. There is no hindrance. There is no obstacle. There is no barrier that you cannot overcome through the strength of Jesus Christ. So let's talk about the practical application of living out the belief that I am strong. each time that you have a situation where you're starting to feel weak or you feel just completely overpowered in that moment, you can simply recite that statement, I am strong through Jesus Christ. Or even reciting Philippians 4:13, it says, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Two very simple statements, but two very simple statements that have so much power and authority that will equip you to be able to conquer whatever is trying to overpower you in that moment. And let's just be honest and be realistic as well with saying that even in making those declarations of strength and with being able to tap into the strength of Jesus, that doesn't always mean that the situation that you're facing is going to change immediately as soon as you say that declaration. What it does mean, however, is that it changes your mindset, it changes your perspective, and it equips you to be able to keep pushing through the difficulties that you may be facing. You know, you look at the common cliche where they talk about either looking at the glass that's half empty or the glass is half full. When you tap into the strength of Christ and when you consistently tell yourself that I am strong, even in times of weakness, what you are doing is changing your perspective from looking at the glass as half empty to looking at the glass as half full. And when you look at the glass half full, of course you're going to be more excited, like, wow, I have this much water already. Let me continue so that I can get more water as well. And so that's what you want to do in a time of when you're faced with different situations that is making you feel weak. You want to say, you know what, I have the strength of Jesus Christ to conquer this, and this is the strength that I have already. And as I keep, you know, connecting to Jesus as my source, as my strength, then I'm going to continue to experience that, and I'm going to experience the victory of overcoming whatever obstacle that is in my mind, that is in my body, that is in my spirit, that is in my relationships, that is in, you know, my career path with trying to achieve my professional goals, and knowing that you will overcome it and that you will see that you are strong and that you will see the manifestation of victory and being more than a conqueror in your life. So that is our segment, our hashtag moment for the month. Once again, feel free to post on social media with the hashtag I am or the hashtag I am strong and tag me at Weary Consult. So let's go into our next segment that is titled To Believe or Not to Believe. This is a point in a show where I would love for you to call in live to the show and to hear your feedback. We're actually going to be talking about the miracle of Jesus where he cast out the unclean spirit. If you would like to join the discussion live, you can dial 347-850-1154 to be able to call right in. So let's go ahead and briefly discuss the miracle of Jesus where he cast out the unclean spirit, and let's talk about it. Can we believe it or can we not believe it? So the main players in this particular miracle that took place is the people in the synagogue, Jesus, and then the man with the unclean spirit. So what occurred is that Jesus was sitting in a temple, and he was teaching about the Bible at that time. Of course, the Bible in biblical times looked very different than the Bible we have today, but that is a discussion for another show. But he was teaching and talking about God and talking about faith and talking about the different laws. And as he was speaking, the people were so amazed because he didn't teach from a point of, okay, here's information that I've been taught, so I'm just relaying the information. But they were amazed that as he taught from a position of authority. He taught from a position of having the power behind the words and also having just an acute understanding as well. So the people are already amazed just with hearing Jesus teach and hearing him talk and just seeing the difference in how he spoke as compared to the various rabbis that we usually teach in a synagogue as well. So then, you know, Jesus is teaching, you have this man who is filled with an unclean spirit, and he comes to Jesus, and he starts talking to him. And it's obvious that he is being plagued with the spirit. Now, one of the things that I do want to point out at this point in the show is that there are some people that do not believe in spiritual warfare. There are people who do not believe in demonic activity, and that is totally okay. If you are not comfortable with that, you know, this is not a show where we try to force any particular opinion on anyone. What we try to do is actually just bring various endpoint and viewpoints for you to discuss and to consider. And if you're not comfortable with that, then that's totally fine. But in the Bible, there are plenty of examples of spiritual warfare taking place. There are several examples of demons being cast out of people, and that same activity, the demonic warfare, the spiritual warfare that was occurring in biblical times, still occurs today as well. So let's get back with talking about this particular miracle. So at this point, the man comes up to Jesus, and based upon what he's saying and his demeanor, it's obvious that he has this unclean spirit upon him. So Jesus simply says to the spirit to get out of the man, and the spirit actually comes out, and the man is immediately healed, and he's freed from that spirit. So first you have the people who were amazed at the fact that Jesus was able to teach from a position of authority, and then you have them amazed again because they're like, wow, even spirits recognize his authority, and not only do they recognize his authority, but they obey as well. As soon as Jesus told that spirit to leave the spirit immediately left. So do you believe it or do you not believe it? I know for me, I definitely believe. To be quite honest, I've actually seen spiritual warfare take place in various places, not just in church, but even outside of church as well. Grew up in a church that also taught about spiritual warfare as a child, so it's something that I've been familiar with and something that I've also witnessed on several occasions as well. And so I certainly believe that this miracle took place. I believe that there are people today who may still be struggling with those same type of issues and that who need the freedom of Jesus as well. And so it's important for us to walk in that same authority, but even there's another scripture that talks about like this kind of power only comes by prayer and fasting. So in order to be able to walk in that same authority of being able to free and to liberate people from any type of spiritual bondage, you want to make sure that you are spiritually equipped with the power of God, because you cannot do the same thing just as a regular mortal, human being and just, walk up to a situation where that is occurring and expect to come out and not be harmed. There's actually an example in the Bible as well where that occurred. There were two disciples that, they were trying to cast out a spirit in their own power and in their own strength, and they ended up being embarrassed, and the person that had the spirit snatched their clothes off and sent those two people running. And that's where the scripture comes in, where, the other people ask Jesus, why were they not able to cast that spirit out, just like Jesus had done as well? And that's when Jesus said that this kind of power, this kind of authority only comes through prayer and fasting. So if you have some thoughts on this particular miracle that Jesus performed, or if you have any thoughts or comments that you would like to make regarding spiritual warfare or anything else that you hear during the show, remember that you can call in live at 347-850-1154. So now let's go into our next segment titled Let's Be Real. So this is a segment of the show where I make weekly confessions. I'm transparent about mistakes and shortcomings that I have and areas that I still need to grow in, and I'm also just as transparent about the progress that I have made and the things that I have overcome. The purpose of this segment is to provide an example of what I believe that we need more of from people of faith, and that is people just simply keeping it real. So let's do it. Let's be real. So my confession on this week is that there have been times that I have felt weak. So with the different situations that I have actually felt weak in my life, it usually comes from times where there are situations that are outside of my control. Like let's say, I'm dealing with a difficult person who is just not kind, they're not respectful, they are just not conscious of proper social interactions, and in that moment, then it can be really frustrating, especially if they're in a position of power. I can tell you, even as a child, there was a second grade teacher that I had, and I won't say her name, but this teacher was so mean. And with growing up in a household and with the parents that I had, we were always taught to respect authority and to also take our education very seriously. So, there would definitely be consequences if we were to act out in school or even be disrespectful towards a teacher, even if the teacher was not having proper behavior as well. Like, we would still have our reaction to that addressed. But there was this one particular teacher where I really did not like second grade because of her, because she was so mean. And so in that moment, I did feel weak and helpless. And then there's been other situations in my life where, you know, I've gone through very difficult periods that have lasted for months or even years. And I just wonder, why is it that things or negative things keep happening to me? Why is it that it seems like just when I'm making so much progress and all my hard work is paying off, that then a situation occurs that just throws me completely back? And when you lose progress, when you lose all the hard work and a reward that should have came with the hard work, it is a very frustrating moment. And in those moments, I have felt weak, because that's the times where I realize really the limitations of my power and the limitations to be able to control every single thing that happens around me. I'm not saying that there is no responsibility or no ability for you to be able to control different situations. Like, there are certain things that we can handle. Like, for instance, if, you know, you want to, you know, be more healthy, then you need to exercise, you need to have a healthier diet. If you want to have, you know, more positive relationships, you need to make the point to actually be friendly. And, you know, yes, there are going to be some people now who are dealing with their own issues. They're not going to be in a position to be able to interact with you as a whole person who is not stuck in those issues. And when you have interactions like that, you have to keep that person at a distance, even if it's family members. And I'll tell you that I've been in situations like that as well. You know, I've had, you know, interactions with some family members that have not always worked out the best. But the one thing I can say is that even when I felt weak and I knew that there was nothing I can do about the particular situation, I had to give it to God and pray about it. And there have been several relationships that have been restored over the years with my family, and I can say that I have a pretty good relationship, you know, with those individuals, and I'm very happy to be able to state that. And I know that it was only God that was able to work it out. And so seeing how God has moved on my behalf and how God would even give you the wisdom and give me wisdom in situations where I have felt completely confused and just bewildered and didn't know what to do, that's what has enabled me to go ahead and do the same thing that I'm saying to you guys when we were talking about feeling weak and making the declaration of saying that I am strong. Philippians 4:13 is one of my favorite scriptures to recite, because it's such an encouragement to be able to know that no matter what I'm facing, that God has the strength to be able to handle the situation. And not only does he have the strength and the ability, but then he also gives me the opportunity to tap into that same strength and to move forward. You know, like even with right now with the process that I'm in with being an entrepreneur and now being an author as well, I can tell you that I have had to tap into the strength of God so many times, like just consistently on a daily basis, on a second-to-second basis. And what's so interesting about going through this process is that all the excuses, all the things that made me weak, and all the things that I felt were preventing me from being able to move forward in this process just even a year ago, those same issues are still there this year, but with tapping into the strength and trusting God and being able to listen to his direction when he says to do certain things and to move forward with the different ideas that he's given me, I've seen me become stronger even in those places of weaknesses that I thought I wouldn't be able to overcome right away. You know, there's certain obstacles that I'm like, wow, this is going to take a couple of years or a couple of months to get over. And now with just praying and depending on God to be my strength, depending on God to help me to overcome, I've seen those obstacles been, you know, completely annihilated just in a moment's time or just in a few days. And so this is why I choose now to make the declaration of strength and to make the declaration of knowing that I have access to strength no matter what situations that I face. And that's why I don't have to be fearful. And even when situations occur in my life that I don't understand, that I don't like, that are really frustrating, I can still tap into the strength of God. And when we talk about the strength of God, I'm not just talking about physical strength. I'm talking about emotional strength, mental strength, spiritual strength, to be able to endure anything you go through, because some situations in your life that you go through are not always a physical issue. You know, like let's say, you know, if you're fighting, hopefully you're not, you know, fighting individuals just randomly, but let's say if you're a boxer, you know, when you're a boxer and you're in a ring, you need tons of physical strength. But the other thing that you need as well is that you need that mental strength too, that even as you're being pounded, you're being hit on, and, you know, you're being attacked like punch after punch after punch, you also have to have that mental strength as well to be able to conquer. And it's the same thing as we're going through our lives. You can imagine your life as being a boxing ring. And all the crazy situations that are coming against you, you know, that are trying to make you weak, that's the person that you're boxing against. And so for me, you know, I've been in the ring. I'm constantly in the ring, it seems like, fighting so many various types of issues at the same time. It's never just one issue at one time. It's usually about 10 to 12, maybe 20 of them. And, you know, sometimes I feel like I'm getting pounded down from, you know, relationship issues to, you know, financial issues to issues at my job to issues with family or issues with friends or, you know, even barriers to trying to reach, you know, my own professional goals and just random things that just happen that are just completely just like, wow, where in the world did that come from? But God gives me the strength to keep boxing. God keeps me the strength to keep going. Even when I've been knocked down, there have been so many times that in my times of weakness that I have been knocked down, that I have given up. But what has enabled me to be able to get back up again, even when I fell down because of my own mistakes, because of doing things my way, even when God told me to do something completely different, or even when I've been knocked down because of situations that are outside of my control, because of, you know, different issues that other people are dealing with, and now I'm affected by them because they're part of my life in some type of capacity, is that I have been able to get back up again and be able to even walk boldly in 2 Corinthians 12, verses 9 through 11, that talks about how God's grace is sufficient for you. And it says that how his power, God's power, is made perfect even in your weakness. And so we can be, we can boast in our weaknesses. We don't have to be ashamed of our weaknesses and knowing that the power of Christ is within us. So just as I have gone through the process, continuing to go through the process of giving my weaknesses over to God and seeing him replace that weakness with his strength, I encourage you to do the same thing. I encourage you to keep pushing forward, is that not to allow any barriers or any mistakes to hold you back, and to keep going because you're going to overcome. You're going to see the strength of God manifest in your life, and you're going to be bigger and better and so much more awesome as you continue to overcome the obstacles that are in your life. So, again, if there's anything that's been said in the show with listening so far, you're more than welcome to go ahead and post on social media and to tag me at Weary Consult. You can do that on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. At this point, we're actually going to pause for a brief commercial from Sharia Farmer of the RF Counseling Wellness Center for our wellness moment, and I'll be back afterwards.
Welcome to our next wellness moment. Today's wellness tip is taking a walk. Some things that are so simple but so refreshing to start a day, to end the evening, to spend time with friends, something as simple as taking a walk with each other can help do a lot of things to make sure that your emotional health, but also your physical health and wellness is taken care of. So when I say take a walk, this is something that you can consider for an exercise or you consider for leisure and emotional health. So for me, I do this about 3 to 5 times a week where, especially, well, when it's not so cold outside, because I'm so not into this heavy snow or weather when it's extremely cold. But when it's not so cold outside, I like to take walks, and sometimes very long walks. But I know that it helps me to rejuvenate, and it's also improving my actual physical health. So when it comes to wellness, one of the things or one of the tips for today is take a walk. About 20 minutes a day if you can, 30 minutes is even better, but it actually will help you to create such things as physical wellness where you are thinking about your sex drive, your health habits. It decreases things like the risk of breast cancer, diabetes, and also helps with pain control. So even if it's just 20 minutes, go ahead and get out there and take a walk. Everyone be well.
Welcome back to Wellness and Faith with Sherry Weary. Remember, you can interact with me online before, during, and after the show with the various hashtags that we mentioned. I look forward to hearing from each and one of you and hearing your thoughts on anything that we have discussed. Remember, you can still call in live if you would like to join the discussion. If you need the phone number is listed on the show website at blogtalkradio.com/RSWellness, and you can look on the slideshow for the show and you'll be able to get that number again. So for our main topic for tonight, we're going to talk about finding your identity through God. Throughout the day, we are constantly bombarded with conflicting images and messages about what or who is the perfect man or the perfect woman, and you must be able to counteract those messages with the truth of God's word. So with the past 2 weeks, we have gone through various scriptures in the Bible that talks about or that alludes to who we are in Christ and what we should base our identity on. So we're just going to continue that for this evening as well. So the first scripture that we're going to discuss is actually Matthew 28, verses 19 and 20, which says, "So go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things what I have commanded you, and I am with you always, even until the end of the world." And so based upon these two scriptures found in Matthew, we know that we all are a teacher of the things of God. Once you become saved and you accept Christ into your heart, you are then commissioned to go and to teach all that you are learning, that you continue to learn. Now, with this, you want to make sure that you are a person who has a study to show yourself approved. So you want to make sure that you are not misleading people based upon your own opinions or your own assumptions or even on your own convictions. And this is a big thing that I think happens a lot of times, is that as we try to, you know, talk to others about their walk with Christ and about their personal relationship with God, we tend to insert our opinions a lot and our own convictions. If it is not in the Bible, then you cannot tell someone that it is a biblical truth or that it is a scripture, rather. You can't twist things to make them say what you want them to say. It is very important to study, to research, and to have the proper biblical resources along with your Bible, like having a study Bible, having a concordance, or even a biblical dictionary, you know, even a Logos software, if you're able to get that. That is an awesome tool as well. But there's even tons of free resources online that you can have access to in order to properly study and to properly understand the Bible. But to be a teacher of God, and just to talk about your own experience and how you have experienced the power of God in your life, you can do that just, of course, talking with your own experience, but you want to make sure that your own personal convictions are not used to try to condemn someone else, because what God or the Holy Spirit may convict you about and may have you not to do doesn't mean that someone else, you know, can't do that same thing. So we all are called to be teachers of the things of God and to talk about who He is in our lives and to tell others as well. And this does not mean that you have to be a pastor or a preacher or have, you know, any particular special title to be able to do this. Anyone that is a person of faith is able to do this. Again, it's just about talking about what you have learned and what you have experienced. So we all can be an authority to be able to help others along the way in their own path. The next thing is that we are God's seasoning here on earth, a.k.a. the salt on the earth. Some of you may know which scripture I'm going to recite now, which is Matthew 5 and 13, which says that you are the salt of the earth. But if salt has lost its savor, then what will it be salted with? It is therefore good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of man. When you think about when you're cooking, if I don't know if any of you have ever tried to use like a non-salt seasoning. I remember the first time that I used a no-salt seasoning, and I'm the type of person, I really don't like salty things anyway, so, you know, I don't use a whole lot of seasoning or too much. You know, I just wanted to be enough just to be able to taste the flavor of it. And so with doing that, I used this no-salt seasoning for the first time, and when I tell you that this meat was so bland, I was like, oh, my gosh, like, did I put anything on it at all? You know, because I started using it, you know, the no-salt seasoning a few years ago just in, you know, trying to be healthier and to cook, you know, and be conscious of the things that I'm putting in the food that I am preparing. So when you look at the scripture that talks about being the salt of the earth, is that it's the same thing with us. If we are so bland that we blend in with the rest of the world, then what is the point? We are supposed to stand out. We are supposed to be this audible, wonderful flavor, this strong flavor that the world is able to see, that the world is able to notice. Like, again, if you don't have any seasoning, if you're that no-salt seasoning spiritually, then there's a problem, because we see here explicitly that that is not who God calls us to be. We are to be set apart. And even when you look at the scripture comes right after that, with Matthew 5, 14 through 16, it talks about us being the light in the world. And those verses say that you are the light of the world, a city that's set on a hill that cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it gives light to all that are in the house. So let your light shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. So this is the same thing, is that if a room is dark and you come in and you have on all black clothing, no one is going to notice that you're there. No one is going to be able to detect that they're there. No one is going to be able to know that there's now a difference in the room, in the atmosphere, because you have entered, because you've come into a dark room with all black on. And so it's the same thing in our spiritual identity, is that we have to allow the light of God to shine in us as we're in the world. There are so many people who are experiencing hopelessness, who are experiencing very dark moments in their lives because of the different issues and circumstances that they're in, and we are to be the light to give them hope. We are the light to be able to show the love of God. We are the light to be able to allow them to see that there is a better way. Now, it's not going to be a perfect way, and we have to be honest with that. Just because you become a person of faith does not mean that now your life is perfect and that everything just goes just exactly as you want it to and exactly the right timing. Like, no, there's still some different challenges, but the difference with having faith, with having Jesus be the Lord and Savior of your life, is that you have someone who will help you along the way. And so this is what it's about. When we are called to be light, when we are called to be salt, is that we are to be different and you can't blend in. Now, will there be moments where, you know, we may make mistakes or we may have messed up and we do start to blend in or we start to lose our flavor? Absolutely. But even in those times when you fall back and you get up and you try again, you know, you repent, you acknowledge the fact of where you have fallen short. And what you do is that you go forward and you allow God to be able to strengthen you in that weak place. You tap into the strength of God to be able to overcome that, and then you move forward as well. So the last scripture that we will talk about with talking about who we are in God and having our identity based in the Word of God is that I am loved. So we're Romans 5 and 8. It says, but God commanded his love towards us, and that while we were yet sinners, that Christ died for us. At the end of the day, God is love. God is a person who, or God is a spirit that loves us and who created it. He's the creator of the universe. He is the authority over all things that have and that does and that will ever exist. And even with being in that position of power and authority, he still loves us. Even when we don't love him, even when we don't follow the directions that he gives us, even when we go the complete opposite direction, it's that God still loves us. Even before we accepted God into our hearts and we said, yes, we want you to be Lord and Savior of our lives, it's that God still loves us. And so that's the thing I really want you to remember. Even if you're listening to the show and you are not a person who has accepted God into your life, or let's say you used to be a person of faith, but because of life issues and hurt and pain and things that have occurred, you no longer have that same faith that you had before, I just encourage you to remember that you are still loved. No matter where you are or what you are dealing with or what people have said to you or what they have, you know, even tried to make you believe that you don't even have a reason to believe that you are worthy of love, you are worthy of love, and God gives that to you. God, you know, consistently loves us even when we're not, you know, perfect. And to be honest, we'll never be perfect. The Bible talks about us striving for perfection. So we are all in the process of trying to become more and more like he has created and purposed for us to be even before the foundations of the world. So we're going to go into our last segment of the show, which is the Dose of Spiritual Wellness. And so to recap the show, here's your weekly Dose of Spiritual Wellness based off the lessons that we can learn from finding your identity in God. So first and foremost, you want to remember that you are an authority that is worthy of giving information. This goes back to the one we're talking about, that we are a teacher. We are all called to talk about and to teach about God to those who, you know, don't know as much as we know, or those that are new to the faith. We are all called to do that. And so as you spend time with God, as you develop your personal relationship with Him, and you spend time allowing Him to be able to make you more like Him, to take away the things that are in you that are preventing you from being all that He has created you to be, as you continue to read your Bible and to pray and to spend that time with God, you are being more equipped and well-versed to be able to teach someone else. So remember that. And even if you're not a person that doesn't have, you know, all of the theological backgrounds, and you're, you know, not, you don't have to be able to exegete a text properly, is that you can still talk about God. You don't need to be a person that has graduated from seminary, or, you know, you don't need to have a doctorate in theology or something of the nature. You don't need to be a pastor or a bishop or have some grand title in order to be a teacher. Once you're a person of faith and you're spending that time and you're growing in your own personal relationship, you are equipped to be able to tell someone something. So don't be ashamed and don't be afraid to talk about what you know. Lastly, like, you are a change agent, a.k.a. you are salt and light. You have so many awesome things within you that the world needs to see, that the world needs to experience. And so you want to remember that, that where you go is that you don't have to be like anyone else to make a difference. All you have to do is be the person that God has created you to be. And already you are being impactful. Already you are amazing. Already you are powerful. You are awesome. You are great. And so many other things. Don't ever try to be like someone else and try to copy them. You are a change agent because God created you to be a change agent. And as soon as you walk into your own identity, then you can go ahead and tap into your own flavor. You know, as a group, we all are supposed to have that special salt, that special light from God. But then individually, we have our own flavor as well. So be proud of your particular taste. Be proud of the taste of your anointing. Be proud of the taste of your skills and your abilities. Be proud of what sets you apart and what makes you unique from anyone else, because God placed that within you. And so you want to be the change agent that God has created you to be, so that you can continue to bless the world with the awesome things that are inside of you. Thirdly, you want to remember that you are loved. With all your imperfections, with all the things you have done wrong, with all the things that you will still do wrong in the future, is that you are loved. We are all loved. None of us are perfect, but even before we even acknowledge God as Lord of our lives, God still loves us. God sent His only Son to die on the cross and to be able to take on our faults, to take on the condemnation that we should have received, so that we will have another chance at life. So know that you are loved. And lastly, don't allow anyone or anything to define who you are besides God. The past 3 weeks we've been talking about, you know, our spiritual identity. We'll do one more segment on it next week. But the one thing that I want to remember with our hashtag moment for the month with I Am, and we're talking about finding your identity in God, is that don't allow anyone or anything else to define you in a way that contradicts what God is saying about you. Even if it's a person in a position of authority, even if it's a person that you really revere, if it's a close friend, if it's a close family member, if it's a teacher, a supervisor, a coworker, or anyone else, if they are speaking contrary to what the Word of God says that you are and who God has spoken to you directly about who you are called to be, then you won't want to allow their definition of you to hold you back. And yes, there may be times that you will feel alone. Yes, there may be times that you may not be understood. But at the end of the day, you want to be confident and walk complete and be whole in who God has created you to be. So make the declarations that we are talking about, you know, each and every week. This week we're making a declaration that I am strong. And remember that no matter what weakness you are facing, no matter what issues or barriers, it's that you have the strength of God to be able to enable you to be a conqueror, to overcome it, and to win. You are a winner. So I have enjoyed this time with you all. As always, it's been great hanging out with each of you this evening. I look forward to speaking with you next Monday night at 7 p.m. You want to log into blogtalkradio.com/RSWellness, and you'll be immediately connected to the show. If you are not able to catch a show, or if you want to go and listen to past shows that you may have missed, or if you want to listen to a show again, you can always catch the replays at blogtalkradio.com/wellness, and you can catch the replay site, my personal website, which is sherryweary.com. That's SHERRYWHERRY. Remember, and .com. So sherryweary.com. Remember that you can connect with me after the show on social media with the hashtag I am, wellness and faith, or anything else that really resonated with you. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Weary Consult. You can also find me on Periscope as well at the handle Weary Consult. To find out all things Sherry Weary, you can go to my personal website, sherryweary.com, and also be sure to check out the RS Counseling and Wellness Center blog at radiantsunshine.org. You can find tons of helpful wellness tips, and I also guest blog there once a month. My latest blog, Where Are You Feeding Your Soul? And I Am, was published a few weeks ago, so you can go ahead to radiantsunshine.org to check those out. Along with checking out the blogs and all the wellness tips that are there, you also want to look at the information about the new Women's Enrichment Community that RS Counseling and Wellness Center will be launching in a few weeks. I'm so excited about this new community. It's going to be really awesome. It's going to be, you know, a place where women all over the country, all over the world, can come to be empowered, to be enriched, to be encouraged in order to be the person that you know that you were created to be, in order to find the support that you need, in order to meet the goals and the different visions that you have for yourself and to make them your reality. So go and check it out. Right now there is actually a sale going on for a discount through April 30th, so you want to log on to radiantsunshine.org to be able to check that out. On tomorrow at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you want to listen in to Sharia Farmer for her radio show titled The Lunch Date, A Social Wellness Break. And this is a show where you will receive tips on having healthy relationships. And lastly, before we log out for tonight, my novel, Walking Through the Pain, will be officially released in just a few short days on April 23rd, which is also my birthday. So excited about that. Pre-orders are available on my website at sherryweary.com. You want to allow 2 to 4 weeks for delivery. If you want to get the latest about the book and what's going on, of course, you can connect with me on social media, but also check my website as well. So that is all that I have until we meet again. As always, my prayer for you is that you will be well, you will be whole, and that you will be set free.